Yeah, I was, as you can imagine, pretty disappointed too by the way they made it really an anti-Nmap presentation instead of promoting their own thing. Especially since a lot of the stuff that they implied was new, like, you know, their triggers, you know, Nmap has done for many years under, you know, Nmap calls them port scan pings, where it'll find a port that's reachable and then sort of ping it regularly during the scan if the host is really filtered. And then there was a, the only independent review that I've seen was at a site called computerdefense.org. I don't know if you saw his blog post where he took Unicorn, Scan, and Port Bunny and Nmap, and he found, you know, that Nmap was both faster and more accurate with its default options than Port Bunny in his test against a variety of machines. And so it's like, when you, of course, compare that to the presentation where they were like, oh, we had to look so hard for a machine where Nmap was faster, and where they said, you know, at the beginning they talked about rewriting crap software, and they didn't sort of say Nmap in that slide, but it's like when you start with, you know, rewriting crappy software, and then the rest of your presentation is about comparing to Nmap, you know, that's what people are going to infer. But they were like, oh, you know, we're sorry you're offended. We didn't mean to offend it. And it's like, well, maybe watch your own talk again, and you'll see why I'm offended. But at the same time, I do like to encourage sort of other open source projects to sort of experiment and do different sorts of research in this area. I do agree with them that there's sort of room for more research in port scanning algorithms. And I think some of the other sort of port scanners that have come out at presentations like Unicorn Scan and ScanRAN, thanks, have done better at sort of promoting themselves without, you know, attacking Nmap.
Yeah, definitely. However, I think they, well, or one other question first. They made the approach to build their scanner directly into the Linux kernel. Did you understand what was their design decision to do so? I mean, it's a cool thing to do, and I think it's a new programming experience, but I don't see if there's any, well, reason
right
to do so.
I think it's sort of like those people sometimes who feel hardcore when they like write their stuff in assembly code instead of like C, even in cases where for performance it doesn't really matter much. You know, people, there's just sort of an attraction to the low-level programming, and I can relate to that. And I think they just did it in the kernel because they just kind of thought it would be cool and thought it was a good idea at the time. And there are some neat aspects about that, but as a practical matter, it's sort of a disaster. I mean, people on the Nmap dev list were like, hey, I tested Port Bunny and my whole system crashed instead of, you know, segfaulting like with a user mode program. Of course, it sort of, they have to give up on any portability now. You know, they'll just work on, you know, this sort of kernel release and maybe a few nearby kernel releases. But the first time one of these data structures change, you know, they're going to have to change, you know, change their system and try and make it work in both. And you really don't get an advantage. Like, for Nmap, it's almost never the case that it's sending packets as fast as it can, and it would need to be in the kernel to send it faster. The speed is almost always determined by the congestion control algorithms that try and detect packet drops and latency and slow down as appropriate to ensure accurate results. And so it's not really the case that also, you know, they say it's helpful for timing reasons, but we get our timing from libpcap, which gets it from the kernel, and so we know what time the packet was received by the kernel anyway. So, and in their presentation, did you end up watching it afterwards, or have you not seen it?
No, I just skipped over the slides, but
okay.
Rather quickly, I have to admit.
Okay. Yeah, and there was a point where they sort of admitted that they could have used it in, that it really could have just been a user mode application, because they found that the timing benefits they had hoped to receive didn't really pan out. And they had to say things like, oh, and we suggest you use it on a dedicated machine. Don't do, like, web browsing and FTP at the same time. It's like, you're not getting any benefit, and you have all these huge limitations. I think just the fact that it's a Linux kernel module pretty much removes the chance that it would ever be a serious competitor to Nmap, just because users aren't going to put up with having to load a kernel module, you know, to do their port scanning.
So can you think of the situation where not real-time properties of the Linux kernel, or even in Windows or other operating systems, could lead to some problems while doing some port scanning, in the way Nmap actually at the moment works? So at least it is thinkable that the Nmap process gets only limited CPU schedules and slices. And could that lead to some negative impact for in terms of the scan results? Is this at least a theoretical option?
I mean, it's always nice to have, you know, it would slow down your results a little bit, but it generally doesn't make a very big difference, particularly on Linux, where, as I mentioned, we are able to get the packet receipt times from the kernel. And so even if Nmap is time-shared, and it ends up getting the packet a little bit later from the kernel, it knows when the kernel got it, and so it can compute its round-trip time with that. However, on Windows, that doesn't actually work. Libpcap isn't able to give us the packet receipt times like that. And so on Windows, Nmap just uses the time that it receives the packet from the kernel. And so their sort of scheduling slowdown can have a minor effect, but it's usually pretty minor. I mean, you know, usually we're talking about, you know, maybe a few milliseconds it'll be delayed. And given that, you know, a slow scan, yeah, it's not really been a problem. You know, it theoretically can slow it down a little bit, and it will slow it down slightly because then it also takes Nmap longer to send the packets. But usually Nmap's really not gated on that sort of speed. Almost always Nmap's just asking itself when it's okay to send, and then it finally is able to send, and it's not nearly at the limit of where hardware is a gating factor.
Okay, and that applies also to the raw socket operations of Nmap. Are those time critical in some degree?
Not in the way of like a movie player where, you know, if you get 10 seconds that the scheduling latency, you know, suddenly there's a blip that everyone can see and it's really obnoxious. For Nmap, it really doesn't usually have a need for that. Like when you're scanning localhost, then Nmap really is at that performance bottleneck where sort of the speed of the system has an effect, but in those sorts of scans, you're usually only talking about, you know, 2 seconds, 3 seconds to scan all the system, all the ports. and so it doesn't matter, you know, whether it takes 3 seconds or 3.1 seconds, people don't really care. What people care about are the scans that take a really long time, like scanning heavily firewall posts, and in those cases, it's almost always like a UDP scan where a Solaris box will say, I'm only going to send one ICMP port unreachable every second. That means if you're scanning 65,000 ports, you know, it's going to take, you know, a day, basically. The nice thing, though, is that Nmap can do them in parallel. So it'll take a day, but at least you can scan, you know, a whole group of dozens of these machines in that day.